Lung cancer is sneaky. It grows inside the body quietly, usually without any warning.
By the time you develop symptoms, then that usually means that you're in an advanced stage.
Dr. Matthew Schoolfield is a general thoracic surgeon at St. Luke's Mountain States Tumor Institute in Boise.
So you most likely would have no symptoms and you'd be walking around not knowing that, in fact, you had a lung cancer.
Each year, Schoolfield sees 250 patients with lung cancer at the Institute. Symptoms that do crop up can be vague, like weight loss, fatigue, a persistent cough. That's not enough for doctors to make a diagnosis. They have to rely on imaging tests, like a CAT scan, and that can be expensive. St. Luke says some CAT scans cost more than $2,000. Biopsies or surgery can follow.
People are willing to go through the tests and to make sure that we're at least catching it at an earlier stage than have them find out later on that they have a cancer that's now advanced and has a high likelihood of shortening their life.
Now imagine if there was a small device that could take a blood sample and tell you in just a few minutes whether or not you had lung cancer. Enter Will Hughes, professor of materials science and engineering. Standing in his laboratory at Boise State, Hughes is surrounded by high-tech equipment and computers.
There's a handful of biomarkers that are inside your blood that can indicate whether you have lung cancer, and they're called microRNA.
There's a biomarker in the blood for lung cancer, one for lymphoma, another for colorectal cancer. So far, more than 180 diseases have been identified. Hughes hopes to create a test that would check your blood for the microRNA connected to lung cancer.
And if you do or you don't have lung cancer, then it outputs a colorimetric change, so you're not really pervy to all the engineering that's going on in the background chemically.
The engineering is complicated, using DNA nanotechnology, but the results are simple. The color change on the device would be just like a pregnancy test that turns pink if you're pregnant and blue if you're not. It would be fast, simple, and cheap compared to the imaging tests and biopsies that happen now. It would also be easy to use.
The hypervision for the project is to not only empower change in the United States, but also in third world countries. And the vast majority of the world lives under $2 a day, but still need access to high quality medical care.
Hughes has a long way to go before he realizes his vision, but he's excited about the possibilities.
What does the fingerprint look like for lung cancer? And then what does the fingerprint look like for heart disease, right? Once we're able to match those fingerprints, then we can really dive into taking the platform and using it for a whole host of other applications.
Hughes has a whole team of people in chemistry, biology, and engineering collaborating on the project. The idea was promising enough to secure a $1 million grant from the W.M. Keck Foundation.
The challenge is exciting. The potential for hopefully contributing to something bigger than yourself is exciting.
If Hughes and his team succeed, Dr. Matthew Schoolfield says he'd probably use the test. He says it wouldn't eliminate biopsies completely, but it would be a helpful tool to save time and money. Hughes now has 3 years of grant funding to see if he can get his lung cancer test to work. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.